We're honored to have in our studios this morning with us Probate Judge and County Commission Chairman, Mr. Tim Burgess.
Always enjoy looking forward and looking forward to having a little talks together. So
well, we enjoy
thank you for inviting
in.
Me here.
It's my pleasure, Judge. It's always great to have you in and get to visit with you and find out what's going on with the county and sometimes state of the county, I guess. But today we're going to be talking about something a little bit different.
Oh, what is that, Jerry?
Tomorrow, I understand there's going to be some type of election going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you informed me of that.
November the 5th is general election day all
right.
across the country, not just here in Cherokee County or
That's
surrounding
right.
areas, not just in Alabama, but all 50 states and the territories.
Big day for our country and our county, and you know, it's something that we sometimes take for granted, but you know, this particular election has a lot of things that are happening, obviously, with our country, and a lot of people have concern. There's some anxious feelings out there, so this is a big one for us, and we're hoping that all goes well tomorrow in our country.
We are hoping and praying for that. Now,
that's right.
How many times have you heard people coming together at 6 o'clock the night before the election and praying about the election for our country, praying for our country? That's happening tonight at 6.
That's right. And, you know, that's really what we should do. People are getting together and praying for our country. You know, if we look at governments really can't change the hearts of people. It's only the Lord Jesus Christ that can change the hearts of people. And, you know, and I don't mean to get all super spiritual here on you this morning on the radio, but God is in control, and we need to look to Him for divine intervention and divine wisdom in what we do in our daily lives, not just this election, but in our daily lives. We need that faith inside us to carry us on.
And if we do that, then we'll be on the right path.
That's right.
Exactly. And we may hit some hills or mountains and things that we have to, you know, go over or go around or go through or something, but He'll be with us always.
That is right, Jerry.
All right, let's talk about the election that's coming up, Judge.
All right.
It's a big election, and I'm sure you have everything under control.
Oh, yeah, you know I've got it under control. So
right.
Everything's good.
Since you're the election officer from the county?
Let me just tell you, though, before we begin, you mentioned everything under control. The election process really starts about 3 months before an election. We've got about 130 polling officials. These are individuals in our county that basically volunteer their time and their service to make sure that the election process is secured. There's a lot of planning that goes on. We have polling places that we have to contact. This is not just something that happens overnight. There's election materials. And what we want to do in these election processes is make sure that when an individual goes to the polling place to exercise their right to vote, that everything runs smoothly and that they have a good situation when they get there. It does take a lot of work. I don't know if control is the right thing, but there's a lot of preparation that is involved in having an election.
To make sure that everything is ready to go on election day.
That's right. Now, it doesn't always run smoothly. There are always hiccups in there, and when you're dealing with technology, you might have something happen, but we work hard and we try to have all the things in place that if we need to do some things on election day to make some corrections, we can do that. So it's just a process that we go through, and that's part of the duty that we have, and we look forward to having our election tomorrow.
Judge, we a few years ago switched over to electronic counting on these machines.
Yes, sir.
And but we want to let folks know, are we hooked up, are our machines hooked up on the internet so people can hack them, or are they just individual machines sitting out there with electronic counters on them?
They are individual machines that are sitting out there, and they are not hooked up to the internet.
Just wanted to confirm that.
Yeah, and I'll get into that in just a few minutes, because we do use three machines in the voting process. And in just a few minutes, when we go over those machines, I don't mean to bore everybody, but when we go over those, I'll tell you how those work individually and not hooked up to the internet.
Sure.
And we'll touch on the process just a little bit so that everybody kind of knows what the voting process is.
Okay.
All right. Let me just say first, though, to remember that the polls open at 7 a.m. and they close at 7 p.m. Okay. If you tap on the window at 7:01 and the door's locked, they can't let you in. So that's very important. But if you're in line at 7 p.m., you're allowed to vote. This is the general election that you mentioned, so there's only one ballot. Both Democrat and Republican candidates are on the one ballot. So when you get there, and you don't have to claim a party, you know, that you do that during the primary. This
right.
one is, there's just one ballot, okay? And we want to make sure when you come to the polling place that you have your valid photo ID. And that's a big one there. In Alabama, you have to have that valid photo ID. If you don't know what a valid photo ID is, and I'm not going to read them out, but you can go on the Secretary of State's website in Alabama, and it'll list those valid photo IDs. Most people will use their driver's license for that, which is a valid photo ID. Now, what is a valid driver's license in Alabama? Alabama gives a 60-day grace period if you have not renewed your license within 60 days of the renewal date, or 60 days past the renewal date,
right.
It is still valid. So that 60 days is very important to remember, because you might look at your license, oh no, I should have renewed this thing a couple of weeks ago, and I've been guilty of it too. It is still valid within that 60 days after the renewal date. Now, other states, not so much. If you moved in and you moved in from another state and that has expired, that license has expired, then it is not valid. And if you don't have your license with you, or if you don't have your photo ID with you, you will be asked to vote a provisional ballot. And then you have until Friday of that week to go by the Board of Registrars and show them your ID so that your vote can be counted. Another thing I wanted to point out to everyone, if you're listening today, is all of our polling precincts and our polling places, they have not changed. During this election cycle, we have not changed a polling place. So I think there were some situations where there might have been a polling place that was talked about maybe being changed, but they have not. So that's important to remember. All polling places and precincts are the same for this election. You may talk about Election Day security a little
Absolutely.
Bit? Absolutely. All right.
Because that's going to be a concern for people in a lot of different areas of the country. I don't think so much here, but let's touch on it.
Right. Okay. So the Sheriff's Department is, by code of Alabama, tasked with Election Day security. Our Sheriff's Department does a wonderful job in making sure that a deputy is assigned to a polling place. So they're responsible for all security in the election. I know that it is a big concern for people that are out there, and you might be a little bit anxious about going to the polling place. But our deputies are there, they're trained, and they're responsible for security in the election. If there is a problem at a polling place, so let's say, in Alabama, let me say this. In Alabama, this was an issue in another state. If you are a person that is voting and you want to wear clothing that is supporting a particular candidate or a party, in Alabama, that's permissible. You can do that. Some other states, you can't. But in Alabama, you can. Now, our polling officials, they can't do that. They can't support, you know, they're neutral. So they can't support a candidate or a party with the clothing that they wear But as an individual going to vote, yes, you can. So, but any kind of disorderly conduct or anything that is done to try to stop an election is not permitted.
Right.
Okay? And if you come across that, if that situation were to happen and you were to experience something of that nature, then you would need to tell a polling official or the deputy that is there. Okay, if you're feeling uneasy about something, that is something that deputy is trained to do. Don't take that problem on yourself. Let the officials handle that situation. And I think, for the most part, our people are well behaved and are going to the polls to do what they are supposed to do, and that is cast their votes, not cause a situation to happen. Let's talk a bit about the election machines, if you
sure.
want to, unless you had a question about security.
No,
okay.
None.
All right. The election day, you're going to see three machines that we actually use. One is called an express poll. When you go in and you have your valid ID, and let's say I have my driver's license, the person that is sitting there is going to ask to see your ID, and you're going to hand it to them. They're going to scan that driver's license or that ID, and they're going to pull your name up and your information. The reason you show your ID is because to vote in Alabama, you have to be who you say you are.
Exactly.
Okay? All right, so that's very important. And when that happens, they're going to pull your information up, and they find you, you're signing, and they're going to issue you a ballot. Okay. That machine, all it does, it is just loaded with voter information that you're checking in, and you are who you say you are, and you are eligible to vote. Okay? It is not hooked up to any other machines. It is not on the internet telling somebody somewhere that you're voting.
Right.
Okay? All right. Once you receive your ballot, there are actually two ways, Jerry, to vote a ballot. One is the standard way. The ballot that you receive, you get it in your hand, you go over to the table, and you're going to bubble in, you know, your candidate choice. Okay? That's the standard ballot. The other way is what we call, or the name of the piece of equipment is called the express vote. That's the electronic machine where you can go over there, and if you would like to do this, it's the electronic machine that is actually printing your ballot, okay? It's not going out over the internet. So the reason I say electronic is because you're looking at a screen, you've put in a ballot, which is a different size ballot, you put in a ballot, and you're marking your ballot electronically because maybe you're a person that has trouble seeing or trouble hearing, and you need some assistance. That is the voting assistance machine, okay? And when you make your selections on this machine, it prints out the ballot for you. It has marked the ballot for you. Both of those types of voting go into the last machine, and that's the voter counting machine, or called a DS-200. Either the standard ballot or the smaller ballot marking machine ballot, for lack of a better term, they both go into the same machine and are counted that way. That machine is not hooked up to the internet, and it is not hooked up to the other machine. They are all individual acting on their own.
Now,
okay?
Let me ask you this. Don't mean to interrupt you. And don't want to get you off track, but mm-hmm. if someone feels they need assistance, can they bring somebody with them to the polling place to assist them in marking their ballot?
They absolutely can. They're going to walk up to the person that's checking them in, and they're going to tell them that they need assistance. And when they have assistance and they're signing, that person's just going to sign out beside them that they assisted them. Certainly, there are individuals that need assistance when they're voting, and they are allowed to do that.
Great. Now, that's just a big thing that a lot of people want to know.
Right.
And rightfully so.
That's right. Anytime a voter needs assistance, you know, let's say they don't understand something, they can walk back up to the desk there and say, hey, I need some assistance. Can you show me, as long as they're asking for it,
right.
You know, a person can help them. Not vote for them, but just assist them. Maybe
right.
They can't read something plainly. You know, they can always ask for assistance by an individual coming in with them or one of the workers that are there.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
All right. I just wanted to say also that remember that the people that are working our polls, our polling officials, are citizens of the county. And they're there because they want to see the election process gone on. That we can't do an election without our individual people that are helping us. And there are citizens and residents of Cherokee County. Okay? So, remember, if you don't mind, folks, if y'all could just thank them for the service that they provide, it's very helpful, because a poll worker makes a grand total of $150 a day to work about 14 hours. So I know that Mark Summers in there probably makes about $150 an hour, but these folks are making $150 a day, okay?
And that's a long day.
That is a long day. We're expecting a heavy turnout. And I hope we have a heavy turnout.
Exactly. That's what makes our voting a great success and makes our country as strong and great as it is. People
that's right.
Taking part in it.
That's right. So it may take a little bit longer to vote. Maybe you might have to stand in line for a few minutes to be able to get processed so that you can vote. So let's all be patient and realize that that's what's happening. When you're pulling in the polling places, you know, slow down a little bit, take a deep breath, realize that it's going to be a heavy day and it may take a few more minutes
to vote. Let me ask you this, Judge. People that are going, and they may encounter the lines in some polling places, and if they do, can they carry a bottle of water with them to keep them refreshed while they're in line?
Oh, absolutely.
Is that permissible?
Yes, sir. It is permissible. That's a good point. You can do that. And another thing, too, if you're 70 years older, or if you have a disability, by Alabama law, you can move to the front of the line. And that's important to remember, too, because if an elderly person comes in and they have a disability, maybe they're walking with a walker or something like that, let's be good stewards, and let's make sure that they understand that they can move to the front of the line, and let's let them go on and vote.
Sure.
And Alabama code allows for that to happen. It's not that anyone is breaking line, but some of our older Americans, they need, you know, they can't stand there in line for 15, 20 minutes, you know, maybe. So code allows that, so just be patient and realize that when you're standing in line.
Good point, because if we allow some people to go ahead of us, there's a reason for that, and that's an excellent reason.
Okay.
And should be.
That's
great.
That's right. I mentioned earlier about election security. Our deputies do a wonderful job. Sheriff Shaver and Chief Deputy Josh Sommerford, they're making sure that all of our polling places are equipped with deputies to help and with the security that I mentioned earlier. And if you want to, just remember to thank them as well. It's a long day for them, too. And they may be getting calls throughout the day. I mean, just because we're having election day doesn't mean that other things don't go on. There may be accidents. Someone may need some sort of assistance, and they may have to leave briefly and come back. You know, we don't want that to happen, but occasionally it does. So if you see one of our deputies, make sure that you thank them for the service that they're providing. To keep us all safe on election day.
Absolutely. Be courteous and be patient. That's the main thing. And everyone go to the polls that's registered and catch your ballot.
Yeah. Mention one thing about the ballot. And believe me, folks. Let me say this to you. I know you have listeners in other counties.
Yes.
And I'm only applying this to Cherokee County, okay?
Yes.
When I say precincts and all have not changed, I'm not talking about DeKalb or Calhoun or Etowah or any of those where you may have listeners. I'm just talking to Cherokee, okay? Right. I wanted to make sure I disclosed that. On the ballot, you have your candidates that are listed this time, and you're going to notice that there is only one amendment that is on the ballot. That actually only applies to Franklin County school system. And I could go over that if you would like. A lot of people don't understand why in the world that something that affects the Franklin County school system is on our ballot. Well, it's a constitutional amendment, so it's got to be placed on there. And it deals with indemnity lands and 16th section lands and how that worked in the 1800s when Congress granted the townships with certain land designations. Okay, so because of that particular rule, it has to go on the ballot. And I can't tell you whether you can vote on what happens in Franklin County if you want to, but that's what that only amendment deals with.
No local amendments. And no statewide amendments.
No statewide amendments.
Franklin County.
That's right. There's no cost to Amendment 1 as well. So if you want to help the Franklin County folks out, go ahead and vote for them or whatever it is there. Right. And you can read about that on there. There are only really two election offices on our ballot that are contested. One of them is president, obviously, and the other is Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. And you're going to notice that all the other offices are unopposed, but you still have the ability to write in a vote if you want to. I get this question a lot. If I vote straight party, can I then decide that I want to vote for someone else in another race after I've marked straight party? And the answer to that is yes. If you are a straight party voter and you're reading along the ballot there and you went, oh, I wanted to really vote for this person, or I wanted to write in somebody on this particular office, you can do that. And once you bubble in that particular race, the system will override for that one race and give that candidate credit. The rest of them will be the party that you straight voted on. So that's something that we need to clarify there, because I get that question a lot.
All right. Anything else we need to cover, Judge?
Oh, I don't know, Jerry. You know, the election manual is about 2.5-3 inches thick.
Yes, sir.
I could sit here and quote laws to you all day long, but as my wife said this morning to me, try not to be boring and read all the rules. So we're not going to do that unless you just absolutely want me to.
No, not necessary. I think most of the people that's going to the polls, now there may be some first time young people that's going to the polls, and hopefully we will have those.
Oh, I hope so.
Yes, that's all. It makes our system strong and our nation strong.
That's right. Jerry, you know, we have over 21,000 registered voters in Cherokee County now.
Wonderful.
That's hard to believe. I think my first election that I did in 2017, I'm going to say there was a little over 14,000. So our county has grown.
Yes, sir.
And that is obvious if you've been out on the street lately, or if you've gone to a restaurant or one of our retail outlets. You can tell that our county has grown.
And that's a good thing.
That is a great thing. I remember the days when on Saturday afternoon you could just about blindfolded pull out in the street and go down the road because there was hardly anybody out. But people are stirring around, and that's great for our local economy.
It is. But
we have grown. It's very visible.
And that helps our county become stronger.
That is correct.
Yeah, and we're thrilled to have these people that's moved into Cherokee County, families growing and expanding and things of that nature. And 21,000, my math serves me right, that's about a 50% increase since your first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say it is an honor to be in this position. You know, as probate judge, you're also the chief election official. And it is an honor to be able to serve my county in this capacity. And you know, I mean, every day I just, I'm very thankful that I've been put in this position, and we're going to do the best that we can on election day, make sure that we're patient, and thank those people that are working. This is our community that we're working for. The voters are in our community, and the workers are in our community, and we've got to do what we can do to further the election process and make sure it is a good situation for everybody and secure for everyone as well.
And these workers are our friends and neighbors out there that we know for the most part.
That's right.
So our
polling officials, they do a wonderful job, and they look forward to Election Day. They like to see the people they haven't seen in a while. Most of them have some really good food. And I enjoy going to the polling places, and a lot of them, you know, they want to feed me when I stop in.
Sure.
So I shouldn't probably say this, but I'm absolutely miserable at the end of the night because I have eaten so much all day long. But it is really a wonderful day in our county because we are exercising our right to vote. And let us remember the sacrifices that people have paid. Some of them, the ultimate sacrifice, and they've given their life so that we have this freedom to go and vote. We should never take it for granted, and we should always exercise our right to vote. Whether your candidate wins or not, exercise your right to vote.
Absolutely. And 1 week from today is Veterans Day. So you might want to thank a veteran this week for their sacrifices and ensuring that we have this right to vote tomorrow in our general election.
Oh, absolutely. We have a two-party system in our country. We still live in a country that we have the freedom and the right to vote, and that's something that we tend to take for granted, but we should not.
That's exactly right. If you want to keep it strong, you want to keep that system like it is, go to the polls and vote. That's how you ensure that we have that right.
Go vote.
Thank you, Judge. Appreciate your time coming in and being with us today. And we hope everyone will go and cast a ballot tomorrow.
Thank you, Jerry.